Okay, so your next speaker is moi, and I'll be talking to you about quality and nutritional analysis of fresh versus processed orange juice. And I know this is dangerously wandering into the area of food science, but bear with me. This work involved a lot of my group that does research on quality and chemical analysis, as well as a group in Brazil who does clinical trials. So fresh versus processed juice. We all like to think fresh is better than processed, but have we really measured that? We looked at Hamlin and Valencia oranges, the main juice oranges in Florida, and we divided them into lots that received different types of processing treatments. Juice was extracted using a commercial food juicer, a fresh commercial juice, and either pasteurized or not, so that's fresh commercial pasteurized juice or fresh commercial juice, and we use a commercial processor, which is processed pasteurized juice. So I'm going to call that just commercial fresh juice and processed juice. And then we realized that the fresh commercial juice, the way the juicer acted, it put a lot of peel oil, which affected the nutrient quality of the juice. So in the second season, we did this two seasons. For Valencia only, we did a gently hand-squeezed juice. So you have to look at the citrus fruits to try to understand what's going into your juice. And it's the same as if you were eating a fresh fruit, too. You have the colored portion of the peel, which is the flavido, here. You have the internal part of the peel called the albedo, the white part. You have the segment membranes, and inside those you have the juice sacs. So different types of juice processing, you get different parts of the tissue incorporated into your juice. So for processed pasteurized juice, you have the extractor shown here. And what it really does is you have your extractor, your fruit goes in, and then the thing goes like this and just crushes your fruit. And it takes the peel oil, runs the peel oil off, and it collects it as a byproduct. And then that juice is force pressurized through a screen, and you get, because of the pressure, you get more bits of peel into processed juice. So the fresh commercial juice extractor, it cuts the fruit in half and just smashes it. And you get a lot of the peel oil in that juice. So when you centrifuge that juice, I don't know if you can see it clearly here, you get the insoluble material, the juice serum, and on top you get a little layer of oil. So because of that, in the second season for Valencia only, we did the gently hand-squeezed juice using a reamer, which still will get some albedo tissue in your juice. But when you centrifuge it, you can see there's no oil layer on top. And this will be important for the phytonutrients later, as I'll explain. So we did sensory analysis, of course, and that was done by Ann Plato. And we did a ranking test. We asked people what their preference for the different types of juices, and we selected attributes that we rated. So this is sensory analysis for Valencia. We did it on day one and day four after juicing. This is fresh commercial juice, pasteurized and processed pasteurized juice. And basically, there was no difference in preference. For sourness, the pasteurized juice was perceived as less sour. On both day one and day four, it was perceived as having less peely oil flavor on day one and day four, and it had less mouthfeel because the peel oil in the fresh commercial juice gave more mouthfeel. That was Valencia. This is Hamlin. No difference in preference again. For freshness, the pasteurized juice was perceived as least fresh on day one. It was also perceived as more cooked flavor on day one, and it had less peely oil flavor on day four, and the fresh commercial juice had more peel oil flavor on day one. So Valencia, this time we have the hand-squeezed juice, the gently hand-squeezed juice. It was preferred on day one. It had more freshness on day one and day four. It had the fresh commercial juice had more peel oil on day one and day four, and the processed juice had more cooked flavor on day one and day four. So, of course, we had to look at the chemicals that are driving the sensory analysis. So we looked at soluble solids, tetrabyl acidity, individual sugars and acids, aroma volatiles, carotenoids. We look at everything we can. Peel oil, galacturonic acid was an indication of pectin in the juice, and juice color. So I won't walk you through all the data, but just looking at Hamlin sugars and acids. First of all, the first bar is the processed pasteurized juice, and in this test, we had the fresh commercial juice that was not pasteurized or pasteurized. Pasteurization didn't seem to make a big difference in the chemical analysis. So the processed juice had more pectin. The fresh commercial squeeze juice had more peel oil and more titratable acidity. Not a big difference in vitamin C that was consistent, and it had a lower sugar acid ratio. That was Hamlin. And for Valencia, in this case, I'm going to show you where we had the processed juice here, the fresh commercial juice, and the gently hand-squeezed juice. Again, the processed juice had more pectin. We only had day one in this case. The fresh commercial squeeze juice, more peel oil. Not a big consistent difference in vitamin C. And then higher titratable acidity and lower soluble solids. So looking at volatiles, looking at electronic nose, we have, this is the two processed juices over here, the red circle, and that's for day one and day four. And then all the fresh juices are here in the blue circle, well separated from the processed juices. And this is the fresh commercial juice, pasteurized or not, in day one and day four. And that's for Valencia. And for Hamlin, the software flips the graph, but here's all the fresh juices, well separated from the processed juices. So why is that? So we looked at the aroma compounds, and the fresh commercial juice had higher levels of all aroma compounds except some aldehydes, acetaldehyde, octanol, and decanal, an off-flavor alpha-terpineol, and valencine, which really doesn't have a large effect on citrus flavor. So it had the fresh commercial juice had higher levels of all the esters and the top notes, desired aroma volatiles. For color, this is the processed juice. It's a deeper color slightly than the commercial fresh juice. And this is the hand-squeezed juice, which was not pasteurized. This was the fresh commercial juice pasteurized, and it turns brown quite quickly. So why was that? We looked at carotenoids. These are the major carotenoids in orange juice or in oranges, and they were all higher in the processed juice compared to the fresh commercial juice, and here the pasteurized commercial juice, fresh squeezed commercial juice, did seem to make a little bit of difference in the levels of carotenoids. And that was for Hamlin, and for Valencia, it was pretty much the same story. And why do they have higher carotenoids in the processed juice? You've got more of that Flavito when it went through the finisher, where it was pressurized through a screen, we think. Total phenolics higher processed juice compared to the fresh commercial juice here for Hamlin and Valencia. And here's the hand-squeezed juice, and it was also lower in phenolics, total phenolics. And for limonoids, higher in processed juice, and that's fine, they're good for you, but you have limonin and nomalin, which are bitter limonoids, and they're not desired in orange juice because they make it bitter. So that's higher in the processed juice. And flavonoids, if looking at individual flavonoids, they're almost all were higher in the processed juice, especially on day one, because we have day one and day four. And that's probably due to the high levels of segment membranes and albedo tissue in that juice. And then we have a special section of flavonoids called polymethoxylated flavones. We call them PMFs. These were higher in the fresh commercial juice, and that's because they are associated with peel oil, and that fresh commercial juice had higher levels of peel oil. So for flavonoids and limonoids, the major OJ flavonoid glycosides and total phenolic compounds were twofold higher in processed juice than the fresh commercial juice or hand-squeezed juice, probably due to more peel tissue being incorporated. The polymethoxylated flavones were associated with peel oil and were therefore higher in the fresh processed juice, and they were lowest in the hand-squeezed juice because it didn't have any peel oil. And the limonoids and alkaloids were higher in the processed juice, and actually I didn't show you, but in the hand-squeezed juice because you get more albedo tissue in there. So what about the bioavailability? So several years later, we repeated this experiment. This OJ processing, you know, influenced citrus bioactive compounds? Well, yes, it does. does it influence the flavonoids in the peel oil and albedo content and all that stuff? It does affect what you get in your juice. So what about the bioavailability? So we did Pero Rio oranges in Brazil, and we were cooperating with University of Sao Paulo, who does clinical trials, which are hugely expensive, but because we were collaborating with them, they did it for free. And so this is years of work that John Manthey did to determine how to measure flavonoid metabolites in human tissue. So we're skipping over all that. But yes, he did figure that out. So we're looking at fresh concentrated juice, fresh commercial juice and pasteurized juice. You look at the area under the curve for these different metabolites here from flavonoids that were found in the blood of the participants in the clinical trial. They drank 3 8-ounce glasses of orange juice, and then they followed their samples of their blood for 24 hours. And the area under the curve under processed juice was much larger. But that's what went in. That was absorbed into the bloodstream. But then you have to look what was excreted in the urine. So the processed juice in blue bars and the fresh commercial juice in the red bars here, there was much more excreted in the urine for processed juice than for fresh juice of these different metabolites. So putting that all together, you had 3.6 times more flavonoids in the processed juice than you did in the fresh juice that was ingested by these panelists. And you had 3.2 times more excreted in the urine, so you calculate that all together. The processed juice had 1.7 times more bioavailability than the fresh processed juice, so the fresh commercial juice. So conclusion, fresh juice had higher acids, lower sugars, but more aroma volatiles than the processed. Fresh juice was more preferred, at least the hand-squeezed fresh juice was more preferred. The fresh commercial juice had more peel oil associated with the PMFs. Processed juice had other flavonoids and carotenoids and associated with the flavido and the albedo. There was no consistent difference for ascorbic acid, no consistent difference due to pasteurization for chemical compounds, but for sensory. And we found more metabolites in the blood plasma and in the urine of subjects who drank processed juice compared to fresh commercial juice. But the bioavailability was similar because that 1.7 times more bioavailability for the processed juice was not considered a big deal by the nutritionists. So they're actually similar if you account for dosage absorption and excretion. So that's it. Any questions?